Buenas tardes, hermanos.
Good afternoon, brethren.
Quisiera que fuéramos un capítulo en el libro de Segundo de Samuel.
I'd like to turn to 2 Samuel.
Este capítulo tiene 12 versículos.
It's a chapter that has 12 verses.
Y habla de la historia de Is-Boset.
And it talks about the story of Is-Boset.
Pero me llamó mucho la atención que solo toca un solo versículo.
What called my attention that there's one verse
de Mephibosheth.
About Mephibosheth.
Así que en este capítulo 4 vamos a ver la historia de dos padres.
We're going to see the history of two fathers.
De dos hijos.
And two sons.
Dos mujeres.
And two women.
Y dos asesinos.
And two murderers.
Así que vamos a dar lectura a este capítulo.
Vamos a leer. we're going to read.
Okay, si quiero puede leer en inglés, hermano.
Chapter 12, capítulo 12.
Capítulo 4 de Segundo de Samuel.
Second Samuel, chapter 4. And when Saul's son heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, his hands were feeble and all the Israelites were troubled. And Saul's son had two men that were captains of bands. The name of the one was Baana and the name of the other Rechab. The sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite, of the children of Benjamin, for Beeroth also was reckoned to Benjamin. And the Beerothites fled to Gittim, and were sojourners there until this day. And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. And the sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite, Rechab, and Baana went and came about the heat of the day to the house of Ish-bosheth, who lay on a bed at noon. And they came thither into the midst of the house, as though they would have fetched wheat, and they smote him under the fifth rib, and Rechab and Baana, his brother, escaped. And when they came into the house, he lay on his bed in his bedchamber. And they smote him and slew him and beheaded him and took his head and gat them away through the plain all night. And they brought the head of Ish-bosheth unto David to Hebron and said to the king, Behold, the head of Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, thine enemy, which sought thy life, and the Lord hath avenged my lord, the king, this day of Saul and of his seed. And David answered Rechab and Baana, his brother, the sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite, and said, As the Lord liveth, who hath redeemed my soul out of all adversity, when one told me, saying, Behold, Saul is dead, thinking to have brought good tidings, I took hold of him and slew him in Ziklag, who thought that I would have given him a reward for his tidings. How much more, when wicked men have slain a righteous person in his own house upon his bed, shall I not therefore now require his blood at your hand and take you away from the earth? And David commanded his young men, and they slew them and cut off their hands and their feet and hanged them up over the pool of Hebron. And they took the head of Ish-bosheth and buried it in the sepulcher of Abner in Hebron.
Bueno, vamos a comenzar con los dos hijos, Is-Boset y Mephibosheth.
So we'll start with the two sons, Is-Boset and Mephibosheth.
Vemos en el versículo 1 que este Is-Boset tuvo temor al enterarse que Abner había muerto, pues era su general que lo protegía.
So we find in verse 1 that Is-Boset was afraid when he heard that Abner was dead in Hebron.
Y me hace pensar también cuando tiempo atrás Mephibosheth también tuvo temor o fue atemorizado.
And it makes me think of Mephibosheth when he heard that his father Jonathan had been killed There was fear there, and he was fleeing.
Eso sucedió cuando David lo mandó llamar de Lodebar para que viniera al palacio.
And it was when David called them to come to the palace.
Y el rey David le dijo, no temas.
And he said to Mephibosheth, don't fear.
Uno podría ver, bueno, ¿cuál fue la diferencia entre Isboset y Mefiboset?
What was the difference between Isboset and Mephibosheth?
El significado de los nombres es muy importante también.
The significance of the names, or the meaning of the names is important too.
Más o menos estuve buscando que el significado de Isboset es hombre de vergüenza.
And I found that Isboset means man of shame.
Y Mefiboset indica o da a entender el que echa fuera o destruye la vergüenza.
And Mephibosheth is meaning that means that shame is destroyed.
Ambos hijos eran familiares del rey Saúl.
Both were relatives of King Saul.
Y en teoría, como Saúl era enemigo de David, pues merecían quizá morir.
And since David was counted as an enemy by Saul,
como cada uno de nosotros que por ser hombres y ser pecadores merecemos la muerte y la condenación.
And each one of us, since we are sinners before God, are at enmity with God.
Pero ¿cuál fue la diferencia?
What was the difference?
¿Por qué uno acabó muerto de esa forma tan cruel?
But one ended up dead in a very cruel way.
Y el otro, Mefiboset, estaba en un lugar de privilegio y de bendición.
And Mephibosheth ended up in a place of much privilege.
Y es ahora que quiero hablar un poco de los dos padres.
Now I want to talk about the two fathers.
Porque esto tiene también algo que ver.
Because this has something to do with the story.
El padre de Isboset era el rey Saúl.
The father of Isboset was King Saul.
Y cuando leemos su historia en la Biblia, nos vemos que era un hombre que siempre estaba ocupado en sí mismo.
He was a man that was always occupied with himself.
Y era un hombre que se tomaba muchas selfies.
He was a person that took a lot of selfies.
Pero en sí era una persona que se ocupaba en sí mismo, estaba muy preocupado de la gloria que le diera el pueblo.
He was always occupied with what was about him and how the people looked at him.
Y a veces cuando todo estaba bien, él estaba feliz y contento.
And when everything is all right, everything he's happy.
Pero sabemos que cuando tuvo celos del rey David, a partir de ahí su corazón cambió.
But when he got jealous of David, then his heart changed.
Y era una persona que no iba en busca de Dios para poder cambiar.
He didn't He didn't seek God with his whole heart.
A diferencia del rey David, por ejemplo.
The difference was that David did.
Ahora vemos el otro padre, que era Jonatán, padre de Mefiboset.
The other was the Jonathan, the son of Mephibosheth.
Que no,
the father of Mephibosheth.
Él no estaba tan ocupado en sí mismo.
He was not so occupied with himself.
Y él siempre le preocupó o se ocupó o quiso ver por su hijo, Mefiboset.
And Jonathan was occupied with the welfare of his son.
Y cuando él se acercaba a Saúl, a David,
when he came to David,
él le pidió por misericordia y que se acordara de su hijo cuando él ya no estuviera.
He asked David that he would be always mindful of the welfare of his household.
Y el rey David, por amor a Jonathan,
and so King David, in his love for Jonathan,
extendió su misericordia para Mefiboset.
Extended his mercy to Mephibosheth.
Y esa es la misericordia que muchos de nosotros hemos recibido a través de Cristo.
And this is the mercy that we have received through the Lord Jesus.
Ahora seguimos con la historia.
Continue with the story.
Versículo 4.
Verse 4.
Es cuando habla solamente de Mefiboset.
It's the only one that speaks about Mephibosheth.
Y ahora quiero hablar de las dos mujeres.
Now I want to talk about the two women.
Una era una nodriza.
In verse 4, it was a nurse.
Y en la otra mujer era una portera.
And the other was a doorkeeper.
Y ambas tuvieron algo que ver con cada uno de estos hijos.
And they both had something to do with these two sons.
Vemos que la nodriza años atrás, cuando Mephibosheth tenía 5 años, cuando ella salió corriendo.
The nurse, when Mephibosheth was only 5 years old, took him up and was running.
Mephibosheth se cayó y quedó mal de los pies.
And Mephibosheth fell and became lame on his feet.
No podemos saber más de esta mujer.
We don't know anything more about this woman.
Y no sabemos si ella por muchos años tuvo esa culpabilidad.
We don't know if she carried around the guilt of this accident.
Y ella puede haber dicho, oh, si no se me hubiera caído mi hijo, no era su hijo, si no se me hubiera caído Mephibosheth, no estaría ahora lisiado.
Yeah, she would think, well, if it wouldn't have happened, this accident, then Mephibosheth wouldn't be lame like he is now.
Y quiero decirte, hermana o hermano en Cristo,
and I want to say to you, brother or sister in the Lord Jesus,
que no está bien que nos culpemos de cosas que nos han pasado atrás.
Don't live under the guilt of what has happened in the past.
Porque a veces venimos cargando esas cosas por años.
Because sometimes we have the guilt of that on our consciences for so long.
Y tenemos que saber que Dios es soberano y está al control de todo.
And we need to understand that God is sovereign and he is in control of everything.
Y más que un accidente es algo que Dios permitió para sus planes perfectos.
And instead of thinking that it was an accident, we have to think that God had his plans in it all.
Porque quizá no se hubiera caído, Mephibosheth no estuviera cojo.
If he hadn't have fallen, he wouldn't have been lame.
Y a lo mejor el rey David no lo hubiera llamado al palacio.
Maybe David wouldn't have called him to the palace.
Porque quizá Mephibosheth estaría en otras cosas.
Maybe Mephibosheth would be in other things.
La otra mujer, la portera.
The other woman, the doorkeeper.
Se quedó dormida.
Was asleep.
Y dice la historia que por quedarse dormida no pudo darse cuenta cuando entraron estos dos asesinos.
And when she was asleep, then these two assassins that came in to take the head of Ishbosheth came in.
Y ella quizá también hubiera tenido esa culpa en su corazón, ¿no? Si no me hubiera dormido, mi amo no hubiera muerto.
And maybe she carried guilt too. If I hadn't have been asleep, maybe those guys wouldn't have gotten in.
Pero Dios permitió que ella estuviera dormida porque era ese el propósito de Dios.
But God allowed that she was asleep and that they got in.
Y aunque estamos hablando de dos padres, dos hijos,
we're talking about two fathers and two sons.
Vemos cómo también estas mujeres tuvieron que ver en esta historia.
But we see how these two women had something to do with the story of these two men.
Y tenemos que descansar en la gracia y en la soberanía de Dios.
And so we have to rest, brother, in the grace and sovereignty of our God.
Y por último, bueno, hablamos de estos dos hombres que se llamaban Baana y Rekab, los asesinos.
Let's talk about these two men that were assassins. Rekab in verse 9. And Baana, his brother.
Y quizá podríamos pensar que eran los más malos de la historia.
We think these are the worst guys in the history.
Que eran más malos que Mephi y Ishbosheth.
They were worse than Mephibosheth and Ishbosheth.
Y realmente lo que hicieron estuvo muy mal.
And really what they did was terrible.
Pero eran igual de pecadores que las dos mujeres, que los dos hijos y que los dos padres.
But they were the same sinners as were the two women, the two sons, and the two fathers.
Yo quiero preguntarte, ¿quién era más malo? ¿Era Baana o Rekab?
Which one was worse, Rekab or Baana, his brother?
¿Quién había matado más gente?
Who had killed more people?
En la cruz, Jesús estaba junto a dos ladrones.
The Lord Jesus on the cross was between two thieves.
¿Qué ladrón había robado más que el otro?
Which thief had robbed more than the other?
Y la diferencia de esta historia que está en el Antiguo Testamento.
This is a story in the Old Testament.
Que como decía nuestro hermano que acaba de hablar.
And our brother who just got through speaking told us.
Me encantan las historias que se escribieron para nosotros.
And it really is enjoyable to me, the stories that we read here.
Y realmente me apasionan y me gusta que Dios nos hable a través de ellas.
And it's wonderful that God speaks to us through these stories.
Pero qué hermoso es ver ahora cómo esos ladrones en la cruz, uno de ellos.
What a beautiful thing that one of those thieves on the cross beside the Lord Jesus.
Aunque era igual de ladrón que el otro.
He was the same as the other thief.
Quiso recibir la gracia de Dios.
But he received the grace of God.
Si Vanna y Recab hubieran estado en ese momento en la cruz.
Si Vanna and Recab would have been there at the cross.
Y hubieran aceptado el perdón.
And would have accepted the forgiveness.
Lo hubieran recibido.
They would have received it.
Y eso es la gracia de Dios.
And this is the grace of God.
Así que termino esta historia pensando, hermanos.
I want to finish this story, brethren.
Que como personas, padres o madres.
Fathers or mothers.
Qué importante siempre tratar de amar a nuestros hijos, orar por nuestros hijos y encomendárselos a nuestro Señor.
How important it is to love our children, to pray for our children, and to commend them into the Lord's hands.
Y quizá algunos hermanos ahora se preocupan por sus hijos.
Maybe some brethren are preoccupied for their children.
Quizá porque están alejados de Dios.
Because they're not walking with the Lord.
O que quizás tienen alguna discapacidad como Mephibosheth.
Maybe they have some kind of difficulty like Mephibosheth.
Y quizá piensas, no, yo voy a quizá morir, irme con el Señor y mi hijo se va a quedar solo o mi hija se va a quedar sola. ¿Quién la va a cuidar?
And so they think, well, maybe I'm going to go to be with the Lord and my child is going to be left behind and what's going to happen to them?
Quiero decirte que Dios se encarga de eso.
I want to say to you, God will take care of that.
Jonathan ya no estaba.
Jonathan wasn't there anymore.
Y Mephibosheth fue ayudado por el rey David.
Jonathan was gone and David helped out with Mephibosheth.
Y vemos la diferencia en lo que le pasó a otro, a Isboseth.
We see the difference with what happened to Ishbosheth.
Solo quiero tocar un versículo más en el capítulo 21 de este mismo libro.
One more verse in the chapter 21 of this book, this same book, 2 Samuel 21.
Solo resumo que el capítulo 21 de este mismo libro.
Resume of chapter 21.
Es que había hambre por 3 años.
There was 3 years of famine.
Y era por causa de que Saúl había matado a los Gabaonitas.
It was because Saul had killed the Gibeonites.
Así que el rey David le pide a los Gabaonitas qué podría hacer para acabar con ese juicio que había, o ese castigo.
So David asked the Gibeonites, what can he do to rectify things?
Y los Gabaonitas pidieron 7 hijos de Saúl.
And so they asked for 7 sons of Saul.
Y bien pudo haber sido entregado también Mephibosheth.
And it could have happened that Mephibosheth would have been taken in that those 7 sons.
Dice el
7.
Ajá, versículo 7. Y perdonó el rey a Mephibosheth, hijo de Jonatán, hijo de Saúl, por el juramento de Jehová que hubo entre ellos, entre David y Jonatán, hijo de Saúl.
Verse 7, but the king spared Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because the Lord's oath was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul.
Así que vemos a Mephibosheth, cuando es llamado por el rey David, no iba a morir, antes iba a ser puesto en un lugar de privilegio.
So Mephibosheth was, instead of having a place of condemnation, was in the favor with David.
Vemos que no fue cortada la cabeza de Mephibosheth, sino del otro, de Isboset, fue librado de esa muerte.
Mephibosheth was delivered from the death that Ishbosheth experienced.
Y en esta última parte vemos cómo otra vez más Mephibosheth es librado por la gracia y el juramento que habían hecho entre David y Jonatán.
And here we see how Mephibosheth was delivered at this time, some time later.
Así que descansemos por nuestros hijos, que el Señor los puede traer de regreso.
And so let us have confidence that the Lord can bring our children.
Y cuando no, y quizá no estemos con ellos, el Señor cuida por ellos.
When we are not here, He will take care for them.
Gracias.
You know. I wanted to share something. It was interesting. I was a little bit hesitant, brethren, to do it because in the line, the lunch line this noon, I was by a young brother.